Well, Michael, Derry got up and running the last day with a good victory over Offaly. I suppose a little bit of pressure off, a little bit of relief to that, first of all.
Definitely, the 2 points were so important. As I said, one of the selectors had said to me, you know, about it wasn't pretty, but to be honest, 2 points was just massive. That's all it was. And then, if they had got anything out of the opening period against Fermanagh, they probably would have beat. You know, and Fermanagh sitting top. They were 1-8-0 down before they, you know, they really get going at all. So there'll be huge regrets from that game. And I suppose, Tom, with Armagh and Fermanagh sort of deadlocked at the top, you know, that's sort of that's the yardstick in this division.
Yeah, it's fine margins, and I suppose obviously as well, Damien McAuley was playing with one hand behind his back. Really, there were so many players missing as well.
Yeah, definitely he was. I suppose there's the much documented, you know, situation about, you know, Slantnails running in the respective championships. But even outside of that, it's just an inexperienced team. Like tonight, Tom, he will have four players on a starting team that he had at minor level, and another four on the bench. But he has Rory Mooney back from injury, and there's that sort of spine of Conor McAtamney, Emmett Bradley and Benny Hearn sort of in around the middle. But up front, he has got Mark Lynch and James Keelt. And for the first time this year, Niall Toner isn't listed to start. So he had sort of been using Lynch and Keelt as impact men whenever the game was sort of hanging in the mix. But they are both in from the start tonight. I was just taking a quick look there. They met in the McKenna Cup. Armagh have 12 of that team out tonight. Derry have 8. So that's sort of the gauge. And that game, I think Derry was something like 1-8 to 3 or 4 points down at half-time. Andrew Murnan was virtually unmarkable. So, again, they're going to have to keep a tight eye on him tonight. But, you know, from that McKenna Cup, Armagh have a more settled team. Conor McCluskey will make his league debut tonight for Derry. It'll be the 23rd player to have started the game for Derry, so they won't have the same continuity as Kieran McGinney will have, but I think it's probably going to come down to what's going to happen in the next 3 weeks, Tom. Tonight, also Wexford play Offaly. Neither of them have a point. And tomorrow, Sligo have Longford. So I think it's going to be a case of you're going to have to keep an eye on other results as well, because it's going to come down to the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, because promotion is gone. It's consolidation, really, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And, you know, the unthinkable about getting relegated to Division 4, I suppose nobody wants to really think about that. But to be honest, I think there's enough in the squad for that not to happen. But it's going to come down to a home game with Wexford and a trip to Sligo in the last game. You know, and as I said to you before, 8-team leagues, they're so, so competitive. Like, look at last year, for example, on the very last day, Derry nearly stayed up, only down, got a late point, you know, and that's the fine margins. So, but the thing about it is, tonight's game, you know, I don't think they can sort of let it go. You just have to go gung-ho for it. Whether there'll be any of the Slantnail contingent back for the next two games, you know, it's sort of unknown. A lot of people in the county would say they need to be back playing. Others say they need a break. Damien has obviously made the call. He's the manager, and he's decided not to include them. But tonight's game, it's imperative to get off to a good start. Like, I notice Paddy McGrogan, he's listed at corner forward, but he was the minor captain last year, and he's a defender by trade. So the look of the team here, it's going to be him dropping back, maybe trying to shore the thing up a bit. And, you know, using Lynch and Keith up front. But the dangerous thing about, you know, suppose using the two big men up front is what sort of linkage are you going to get in the middle? And that's where Enderlin and Benny Hearn are going to come in that sort of link line between getting the ball in and getting in for scores.
Enderlin is having a great season, isn't he? You know, it's kind of gone under the radar, the fact that Derry are doing so poorly, but he's playing exceptionally well.
I suppose it was his goal that got them back into the Longford game, but, you know, Derry couldn't build on it. He's the captain for the second year in a row. A huge energy levels, like at club level in Derry. He's probably one of the best club players, you know, a lot of times county players don't shine at club level, but any day you go to watch Greenock, Endolin always stands out. And at club level, you know, he just covers every blade of grass. He's so industrious, and he takes it into the county game. And a huge cog for Derry in this setup.
Form suggests an Armagh win, so Derry really looking for a performance and all packed into the last two games, especially against Wexford next week.
Form definitely points to an Armagh win, but you know, as I said earlier in the conversation, Fermanagh and Armagh are the pace setters in this division, and you know, it's much the same personnel tonight. You know, and if they had to get anything out of that early stage of Fermanagh, you know, the game is there. So they're going to have to go tonight and really, really attack that first 20, 25 minutes and then get in at half-time and see, because that was definitely the regret from the Fermanagh game.